Great to have you along. The South Dakota Republican Party had its state convention over the weekend, and they passed a resolution that's getting a lot of press. Got picked up by the Drudge Report over the weekend. They passed a resolution calling for the impeachment of the president Saturday. The resolution says that the president has violated his oath of office in numerous ways. Cites the release of the Bird Doll Exchange for five Taliban, as well as the president's statement that, you can keep your doctor if you want to. If you like your insurance, you can keep your insurance. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. They mentioned that, as well as some of the recent EPA regulations on power plants. There was some division about this at the convention as to whether it was a no-brainer, a chip shot, because as one, again, this according to the newspaper, whose name we do not speak, one delegate said, if anyone in this room cannot see the horrendous, traitorous scandals run by the Obama administration, I will pray for you. Others disagreed. Another delegate said, I believe we should not use the power of impeachment for political purposes. By doing this, we would look petty, like we can't achieve our political goals through the political process. Do you agree? How do you see this? I'm curious how people are looking at this. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. The newspaper reported that Representative Kristi Noem, and it's the House, you know, that would initiate impeachment proceedings against the president. Here's what they said Noem was cool to the resolution. Noem said that she doesn't believe impeachment is the best way to deal with the president. I don't either. I personally, from a practical, you know, voting to impeach the president, it's a symbolic. It's rather than anything practical. The practical, you know, the ability to actually impeach the president here and what it would mean. She said she believes that the best way for Congress to hold the president accountable is to continue aggressive committee oversight and investigations into the administration's actions, like the ongoing VA scandal, the targeting of conservative groups by the IRS and Benghazi, as well as the Bergdahl Exchange. How do you see it? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Bradley. You're on Kello.
Yeah, well, okay, first off, it's pretty much a no-brainer that the president is heading in this manner. I mean, this whole Bergdahl Exchange. First, he writes a law saying that Congress, with his own pen, has to have 30 days to review whether or not they can exchange somebody for one of our troops. That was written by his own hand. And then he writes another law saying that he can bypass that law, I mean, you know, and arbitrarily exchange your people without any type of notice, you know. And then, of course, you got the IRS scandal where now, supposedly, the emails just up and vanished along with the hard drive. I mean, and then Fast and Furious, you got Eric Holder is held in contempt of Congress and refuses to hand over the information about the implication of the wrongdoing there. And then you've got, you've got a host of things that this guy is doing that is simply impeachable. I mean, you know, you can keep your doctor, you can keep your hospital. And none of that was true. It was a deliberate and willful manifestation of a falsehood. One of the greatest falsehoods I've seen ever purposely and illegitimately and illegally passed on the American people with the full knowledge of that fact.
Would you want to see Congress actually bring impeachment proceedings? What do you think would happen if they did?
Well, obviously the country would be up in the turmoil, that's for sure. But, you know, to be truthful with you, as far as this president goes here, I mean, how much more can you do before you finally force the issue that, you know, he is just so arbitrarily acting illegally. I mean, the president is not allowed to write his own laws.
I agree. And look at how, I mean, you were mentioning health care, and that's a great example. Look at how he changed that law, how he's changed dates, despite very specific language in the law that said when the, for instance, the, you know, the employer mandate was supposed to begin and so on, and he arbitrarily changed all those things. I agree. The president does not have that kind of authority.
He does. Well, that's the very reason why we have Congress and Senate. I mean, our founders realized from the imperial leadership of England that this, you know, Constitution has to have checks and balances. And this president has simply gone, you know, it's almost like he has just completely thumbed his nose at Congress, at Senate, at even the American people. I mean, I'll lie anyway. I want to lie, and you just have to put up with it. You can't touch me. If you do, we'll have race riots or whatever the case may be. I mean, I don't know what he's trying to do with it, but I mean, it's got to the point where this issue has come. I think it's in more people's minds and hearts than we realize.
Well, and I think that's why you saw the vote at the Republican state convention. It wound up passing. Is I think for that very reason. There's a lot of frustration out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, I tell you, it's a dangerous thing when we don't restrain certain individuals and hold them to account. Because it could only grow worse from that point if we choose not to do this. And I, you know, there is certain people with the leadership of the Republican Party that I don't feel have the backbone to bring this forth. It's the price is too high for them. They've been continuously calculating what it would be to stand up against this guy and call him to account. And it always seemed like to me that the price is just too high. I'm not going to let this man ruin my political life because somebody wants me to challenge him. But it's getting to that, don't you think?
I do. I think there's a lot of frustration among Republicans. I think it's one reason, Bradley, one reason out of many why you've seen more people become more Republicans who have either left the party or become frustrated with the party. We'll get to more of your thoughts on this coming up. Welcome to the Greg Gulfridge Show. Now, the South Dakota Republican Party had their state convention over the weekend. They passed a resolution calling for the impeachment of the president, saying that he has violated his oath of office in numerous ways. Do you think the president should be impeached? Do you think this was all just political? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Hi, Steve. You're on Tello.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, the comments by Kristi Noem about let's investigate and blah, 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 that's just Congress speak saying, let's do nothing. Let's look like we're doing something, but let's not really.
Yeah.
You know, he's been in there long enough. There's enough evidence if they would actually bring it forward. I mean, if I'm littering all the time, they don't do anything until they actually charge you with something. Then the investigation comes along, and next thing you know, I'm in the clink because I've been littering. But he's littering all over the place. Nobody's calling him on it, so he will continue to litter.
Do you think it would be worth, you know, initiating impeachment proceedings in the House, even knowing that they wouldn't like that he likely would not be convicted by the Senate?
I believe so. Maybe it would just bring to light not only what he's been up to, but the rest of what Congress has been up to. What was it, a couple weeks ago? They're passing some kind of, or want to pass some resolution or something about, let's make the bison the national mammal.
Right.
You know,
yes.
That's garbage. We don't need National Ice Cream Day and all that kind of stuff. We need serious work done in Congress. And they just keep kicking it down the road. They keep pretending to be doing something. It was like when they had Dr. Oz up on the stand.
Yes.
Yeah. This woman says there's no scientific evidence that this product does what you claim. Well, there's no scientific evidence that global warming is occurring either, but she is touting it.
I thought the very same thing, Steve. I thought the very same thing. And I thought, who's in a better position to know what the scientific evidence is anyway, Dr. Oz or, you know, the members of this Senate subcommittee?
I'm just floored, and not just with Washington legislation, but even in Pierre. You know, you elect the dog catcher to a national office, and all of a sudden everybody expects him or thinks he's an expert on everything, including the dogs. And that's not necessarily the case. I mean, I could go to Congress and I would learn things. Just because I go there doesn't mean I'm an expert. But they all want to, you know, make everybody believe they are. They want to get reelected, and they want to stay out there in Washington scratching each other's back, living the high life. And
yeah, I understand your frustration about Congress and the all of these diversionary matters. It's like, here, I was thinking about this morning. Harry Reid in his comments about the Washington Redskins. He's been one of those most vocal, you know, against the Washington Redskins and their name. And I thought, talk about being the captain of the Titanic, rearranging the deck furniture as the ship's going down. Worried about the name of the Washington Redskins when you're the Senate Majority Leader and the country's bankrupt and we're hemorrhaging money like you can't imagine. And he's worried about the Washington Redskins. I thought, oh, that's typical of what's wrong in the country today. You know, all of these diversionary issues. I'm going to be blogging on that later today. This issue of the Washington Redskins name and the current lynch mob mentality about forcibly getting them to change their name. We've got Jim standing by, and we've got room on the switchboard for your call at 3. Former Senator Larry Pressler is going to join us on the air. You know, Pressler is running as an independent for U.S. Senate. He will join us coming up on Wednesday. Gordon Howey, I think, is going to be in Sioux Falls later this week. So we're making arrangements to get him on the program later in the week. Probably Friday, I think, the way it sounds. And then coming up tomorrow, Sioux Falls Mayor Mike Huther will be here for his regular monthly visit. And we'll talk to him about that steel siding problem that they're dealing with on the Denny Sanford Premier Center. If you've just joined us this morning, the State Republican Party held their convention over the weekend. They passed a resolution calling for the impeachment of the president. Asking whether you agree or whether you think it's a waste of time, 336-1320. Good morning, Jim. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for waiting, Jim.
Well, anyone who's got their champagne on ice that the president's going to be impeached, I'd take it out of the ice bucket and put it back in.
I agree.
Impeachment can be done over policy, so it's not necessarily a crime. Johnson was impeached over policy and over character, really. Clinton was impeached because he clearly broke the law, and he barely made it by a couple of votes. That they just didn't. The key is your party has got to give up on you, and Nixon's party did give up on it. They felt that they just couldn't go further with it, and
which is why Nixon resigned, because the word was he was not going to survive a vote. He would have been impeached.
Correct, and Obama's party has not given up on him. There's some distractors, and you'll get more and more as we approach a new candidate, a new leader in the next election cycle, because they're going to want to separate him from his current policies. But no one is going to vote him out of office. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't see it happening either. And now, do you think would it be foolish to attempt it? What do you think would happen if Republicans in the House tried it?
It's a huge distraction that the country doesn't need. And, there's value to it, the sense that if you're opposed to him, because he's not focused completely on the national agenda. That's why countries are on the move around the world. He ain't going to do anything for it. He doesn't care about anything. He wants to move obviously in reshaping the United States. And if you want to slow that down, then I guess you could throw this into the works. But did you see any tie to it?
The only benefit I would see is what you just put your finger on, is that if you wanted to slow him down, if you wanted to tangle him up, this would be a way to do it. And this might be a way to stop him from doing further harm. But then you have to start asking, what are the political costs then, though, going into the midterms?
Not only that, who are you trusting to do this? You know, think of that.
Right.
You know, Cantor was thrown out of office, pretty obviously, and yet they still didn't learn the lessons from that.
Right.
And I don't know. Until there's a clear revolt in the backbenches of the Republican Party, there's no point in dealing with this. It's just, I don't know. We're both disgusted.
Absolutely. And I certainly believe there are things here that, with like previous callers, things that are impeachable, there's no question. Whether or not that's the right course of action, that's a whole nother matter. This whole business with the IRS and these lost emails, I tell you, has me frothing at the mouth. I honestly believe they ought to appoint a special prosecutor.
I agree with you. I agree with you 100%, but it's just not going to happen. And so, I don't know. Yeah, this is, you don't lose emails. That doesn't happen. That's just, and you're right, that's sticking your finger in my face.
Exactly. That's standing there, right? That's the 5-year-old standing there with chocolate chip stains all over their mouth, telling you that they didn't eat the cookies.
No, it's worse than that. It's actually the 5-year-old with his thumb on the nose, saying, "I'm not going to obey."
Right.
Actually, it's worse than what you're saying. That's a mistake. That's a white lie. This is a blatant, calculated move, and he's just saying, "We're not going to cooperate."
Yep.
Go pounce
at. And what do you, exactly, what do you do? And that's why I think you got to take it out of the hands of the Department of Justice. You know, honestly, because the people ought to be going to jail over that.
You know, but people have been going to jail for a lot of things, and they
yeah,
don't.
I know.
They don't.
I understand. I understand I think that this is where you wrestle, you know, you've got your ideals, and at what point you say, well, we'll just surrender our ideals. And I think this is what some of the previous callers are getting at. They're tired of surrendering their ideals.
Yep. And we'll leave it at that. I'll talk to you later.
Bye. All right. Hey, Jim, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I understand why, you know, Steve earlier, and people get tired of surrendering their ideals. And at some point, it's, you know what, there are things that are worth standing up for. So I understand the sentiment. But I think, I agree with Christy Noem to a degree in that, at least on this IRS thing, it's time for a special prosecutor. Get a special prosecutor and start hauling people and take it out of the, and handle it that way. Impanel a federal grand jury and start going after some of this stuff. I think that's the way to, honestly, especially with this IRS thing, it's the way to go. Hope you had a great weekend. A little humid over the weekend. Oh, and the mosquitoes were nasty. I was outside yesterday, man. I got bit a couple of times on the forehead. My wife comes up to me. She says, "What happened? You bump your head?" I'm like, "What are you talking about? Big old welt on the head. Man, mosquitoes are just nasty." Anyway, great to have you here this morning. If you just joined us, the State Republican Party, South Dakota Republican Party, held their state convention over the weekend. They passed a resolution calling for the impeachment of the president, saying that the president has violated his oath of office in numerous ways. I'd love to get your thoughts on it. There were differences of opinion. How did they vote overall? Delegates voted 191 to 176 in favor of the resolution. So you can see there was a lot of disagreement about whether to pass that resolution or not. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Don. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Doctor.
Hey, sir.
Hey, I should have been out there voting, but I had to take my son to Rochester for his baseball game.
Well, you said Rochester at first. My heart kind of leapt in my throat. I'm glad it was for a baseball game.
Yep, yeah. And well, they've already tried to fill the cavity between my ears, and the chasm is way too big. So
I know the feeling.
But I was talking with my wife when I got back, and she said, if we as real conservative South Dakotans don't start getting active, we're going to have a purple state here pretty soon.
Why, what was her feeling?
Well, just what you were saying about how the vote was so close, because there's a lot of people that just want to kind of go along to get along and are really not conservatives, even though they're in the Republican Party and they are able to vote in the votes. They're kind of the Mike Rounds type of Republicans.
Well, and let me ask you this. I mean, because I think an argument could be made that from a political kind of standpoint, that actually bringing impeachment charges against the president might not be the best thing for Republicans to do.
Well, and I understand that. I think the frustration is, though, that Republicans aren't really doing anything.
So that's, I can see that, yeah.
Well, they're kind of beating around the periphery of all these problems, but they're really not getting together and getting behind the act of, let's really find out what happened with the IRS, let's really find out what's
right.
Fast and Furious. They're basically just kind of letting all this stuff wash downstream, and eventually what's going to happen is the Democrats or the liberals are actually going to say, well, that was 2 years ago. And the American people go, yeah, that was 2 years ago.
Right, memories are short.
Right, and so, but I mean, it wasn't just on the impeachment. There's a whole bunch of other things that as we're trying to keep South Dakota red, there's a bunch of Republicans that would like to see it a little bluer.
Sure.
And so this is kind of across the board spectrum. Well, and, of course, the biggest one that we're discussing this morning and is kind of on the top is the impeachment one.
Yeah, and I did see some of the other things. I read some of the other reporting over the weekend of, you know, things that had passed, some of the different issues that came up. So you're right. But I think, don't you think what we're seeing play out statewide is the same thing we're seeing nationally? I mean, we got a party divided.
Right, absolutely. And as we've heard numerous times, and I believe is correct, we need to fix it in the states. The states are going to fix this.
I agree with you.
Well, the problem is if we're not fixing it in our state, then who are we to tell Washington what to do?
Great point. So what the issue of the party and what's going to happen here with the party is the, because there are a lot of, you hear people saying, well, the Republican Party needs to be more inclusive. We need to get more people in the party. And yet, it seems like those that are concerned about maybe the more conservative viewpoints think it's actually the big tent that's created maybe the problem in the first place.
Well, and it is. And here's the nice part about actually if we want to stop and say, okay, how do we fix it in the state? Look at Scott Walker. He's a prime example of sticking to the foundation of the Republican Party's format, and look what he did in Wisconsin.
Agreed. In Wisconsin.
He turned that state around, and he's done it by holding the line, putting conservative message out there, and whooping the tar out of them.
Yeah, gaining more and more support in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Bobby Jindal's doing it. I mean, there's state after state. Rick Perry down in Texas. I mean, we have a template that we can go by if we'll just get out there and make it happen, but we're too lethargic.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of that. And I think people get weary. Also, I think we're just jaded, and we think even if we do it, it'll all be for nothing. You know, people don't want to go through this long. This is just my sense. I mean, I would guess that there would be people who'd say, you know what? Yeah, we could bring impeachment proceedings against the president, and we get to the Senate, and guess what? They wouldn't convict him. No way. As I agree with what Jim said earlier, is the Democratic Party solidly behind the president. So the Senate's not going to convict him. So do you go through that long process, bitter process, for, and then have people coming out on the backside saying, well, that was all for nothing. Let's get to one final call. Hi, Kadir, you're on Kello.
How you doing, Gary?
I'm doing well. I've got about a minute for you, my friend.
Well, I tried to finish in 1 minute. Listen, be honest with you, Republican is making a mistake to asking for impeachment for President Obama.
Why do you think so?
It's not going to work. No president is going to be impeached in today's society because the both political party, they stand by their president no matter what. You saw the Bill Clinton. Every Democrat, even they know morally what he did is wrong, but they stay by the party line. If that's the case, if they stay in the issue, if they stay with the principle of both parties, yes, you can impeach any president you want if they violate the Constitution and violate the oath they took to take the office. It's wasting the time. I think Republicans should be put some people in here to have a word coming in their mouth and people understand what their philosophy is, what conservative belief is, how they get this country forward. Democrats have a lot of people can talk and public listen to them, but Republicans never have somebody to come out clearly to say, well, this is our mission, this is our goal. They go around and around. And believe me, in a Republican, we have some people who is worse than a liberal left Democrat.
Yes, we do. And one of the reasons that Republicans can't articulate a message like that is because not even Republicans all agree on what we ought to be doing. You don't see the division in the Democratic Party that you see in the Republican Party. So to go out and articulate a message to the American people, okay, well, what message are you going to articulate? Moderation? You know, big government, just not as big as the other guys? Or are you going to go out and articulate conservative values? Our party can't seem to make up its mind. My friends, we're out of time. Thanks so much for your calls. I'll see you again tomorrow. So long until then, and may God bless.